good. I keep trying to merge on the other guys. I got Riley and Spaghetti Man as well.
You have the Spaghetti Man?
I do, yes. Let me try merging. It'll probably hang up because technology is dumb, but let me try.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Mark hung up.
Who would have thought that getting the actual Spaghetti Man...
Travis, Mark can't merge. Mark doesn't know how to fucking do anything, apparently.
He knows how to...
make a movie, I guess, right? Spaghetti Man is going to be on the video demand in the fall. That's what we're going to talk to him about, old Spaghetti Man, which me and Travis saw, liked quite a bit. Napier did not see it.
I saw Skype, and it's fucking trickier than the Necronomicon. Jesus Christ. You can't merge two phone calls together if you're merging other phone calls for no damn reason.
Necronomicon is not tricky.
Travis, I'm perfectly fine.
What's for us to stick to?
I'm perfectly fine talking to Mark, you know. Mark is fine.
I'm happy to talk to anybody involved in the making of the motion picture Spaghetti Man.
Now.
There he is.
It's just Mark. The other
Mark.
It won't merge the other calls.
I am perfectly fine talking to you, buddy. You're my guy.
All right, thanks. Sorry about that.
Skype does not work well.
How's things going?
Well, other than the trying to get this to work, great.
You're experiencing some of the frustration that we experience on a weekly level, so it's fine.
Mark, me and Travis, we saw your movie. We enjoyed it a great deal.
Thank you very much.
Napier did not watch your movie. I sent him the screener. I sent him the password. He just couldn't be bothered. He had so many people playing video games to watch, he just didn't have the time.
Well, I hope he doesn't talk on this conversation.
I always hope that, Mark.
So do our listeners.
So, Mark, you and your buddies, you were making videos on the internet. You decided you were going to make a movie. Is that do I have it right so far?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You were posting videos on YouTube. I guess this premise it was too big for YouTube. You said we gotta make us a movie here.
Yeah, I think it's we actually started as a group about 3 years ago, and it was one of the first things we made together is this fake trailer for a superhero called Spaghetti Man, and then years later we decided let's just make a real movie out of it.
Let me ask you really quickly, like, before I know the actual answer, because, and this is not a degradation of the final product, because I loved the movie, but how did the conceit come about? Was it everybody was really stoned, or did you have a buddy that had a bunch of cold spaghetti throw it across the room at you, or a combination of both?
Well, it was Ben Crutcher who plays Spaghetti Man. It was his idea. And I don't know exactly how he came up with it, but I believe that he was just trying to find out what we as a group would say no to doing. And so he pitched this idea, and we all just said, yeah, let's shoot it. And then we did it. And the rest is history, I guess.
So your group that was posting videos on YouTube was called the Craig T. Nelson Mandela Variety Hour.
Yeah, that was our first name until we realized how terrible that was to share with people.
Right. And how long did it take you to realize that?
Too long, like 8 months or something like that.
Every time you guys tried to tweet to somebody with the group name, you only had like four more characters to use.
So
yeah, we would do that, or we'd be like, hey, come watch CTNMVH.
So you would say that somebody who called themselves the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, keeping the name for 7 years, is probably a mistake.
I admire it.
Because after 8 months, you guys changed it to the much more catchy Heckbender. It seems like you made this movie a while ago. Is this long process what you were expecting? Or
no, it actually seemed to move a lot faster for us. We started writing it last January 2015, started shooting in March, finished in May, and premiered in February 2016, and now in theaters in September. So a little bit quicker than I thought it would. I thought it would take at least all of 2016 to find distribution. So this is kind of a nice surprise.
And is the process, because, I mean, you're creative type, so I would imagine the process of actually selling it now instead of just, like, making another movie, is that challenging to you, or is that fun, or?
It's a little bit of both. I'm not itching right now to do something else, only because making a feature kind of just drains you in all aspects, especially the way we did it, because it was a small crew and all of us had day jobs, so we basically shot it during our off day. So for about 2.5-3 months, we had no days off. So I think now it's nice to kind of promote it so we could, you know, we had a lot of hard work. Let's try to sell it and get people to see it. And if it does well, they'll probably... If it does well, it'll make us want to make another one. If it does poorly, then I'm going to sell all my equipment and call it a day.
Spaghetti Man 2.
We talked about it. I have no idea what we would do.
Well, also you have to... Has anybody ever mentioned to you the parallels that Spaghetti Man shares with the motion picture Unbreakable?
One time someone did, and we were like, not true. We're going to ignore that. And it's incredibly accurate.
Yeah, it's super accurate. So then all you have to do is find M. Night Shyamalan's pitch for Unbreakable 2, which he planned on doing.
Did he really?
He had a pitch for it, but it the box office wasn't big enough for him to make a sequel, but he had one planned out. So all you got to do is, like, you just got to cob Shyamalan's Unbreakable 2 script and go that with Spaghetti Man.
I'm going to shoot him an email.
So to let people know, I mean, the pitch for Spaghetti Man is pretty simple. It's a guy who has some accident, and now he can shoot spaghetti at people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the premise of the movie. But he's kind of a shithead, and so
he totally is.
Yeah, and so he wants to be a superhero, but like people need to give him money to do it.
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite, that he was like, the character is such a shithead that I'm glad that you didn't try to shoehorn in like a love interest, because it wouldn't have like been believable one bit.
Right. Yeah. I don't think Clark or Spaghetti Man loves anyone more than himself at this point.
Did you guys have prop spaghetti, or did you guys get up early in the morning and boil a whole bunch of spaghetti?
We went through, there's only one scene, there's two scenes where we have fake spaghetti, which it's shocking how hard it is to find fake spaghetti. And how much
it's not like a big demand business, I would imagine.
I wish it were, because there's so much random crap that we bought off Amazon.
To try to make into spaghetti?
Well, to try to, like, you know, there was medical tubing. So I have a whole bunch of medical tubing, because it doesn't look right. But there's only two scenes where we ended up finding something that worked. It was like necklace material, this weird plastic necklace material. And there's only two scenes where it's fake spaghetti. Otherwise, it's real. We went through 40 pounds of it.
Jesus. Well, that's what I told Mike.
40 pounds of spaghetti. So, I mean, that probably cost like $4.
40. It was a little expensive. We got the nice.
Oh, you got the good spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well, that's what, when Mike asked me that too, I thought, it has to mostly, I'm sure it's mostly real spaghetti just for the cost effectiveness, but also I couldn't imagine how many times you had to redo scenes, because if anybody's ever made spaghetti, even just throwing that at somebody's face, that shit's breaking apart or breaking down. Was there a lot of retakes on scenes because the spaghetti didn't cooperate?
There were a number of times, especially during the weaponization scenes where you're throwing it and slinging it, where we had to do it a lot. And for some reason, we reused it. Like, we had 40 pounds with us. We had just bags of it, and we were like, let's just keep reusing it for some reason. And it would get real gross. But what Ben figured out was, after like 3 or 4 takes, it was like nice and sticky.
Oh, sure.
And then the person getting it in their face was unhappy, and it's like, cool, let's just roll with it.
So that gives Spaghetti Man some replay value, because you can go back and see if you find like some dried leaves in it and stuff in the spaghetti shots.
There was a little bit of gravel, some rocks. Yeah, it gets real real gross after a while. And we did find out I accidentally left a bag of 4 pounds of it in my car for a week, and spaghetti rots through plastic.
Does it really?
Yeah, it turns green, and it eats a hole through your plastic, and it smells like death in your car.
Wow.
That doesn't sound right.
So don't do it.
That seems like one of those unique things that, like, you're probably the only person who knows it.
Well, I mean, we want to share our knowledge with the people. So now everyone, now you guys know.
You've made a film. You can share your stories, and people can know that if you keep spaghetti in your car for multiple weeks, it rots through plastic.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days max if you want to keep spaghetti in your car.
That sounds like a fun experiment to try.
Mark, I also wanted to ask you about the inspiration for your video, Shitting Shoes.
Yeah, that's another Ben classic. I think that actually came from the fact that he gets really annoyed. We all used to work together, all four of us. Winston, who plays the roommate, Ben, and then Brand, who plays the Nightcrawler, and myself. We all worked together in the same office, and Ben would say that I think Ben got really annoyed that people could recognize him in the bathroom.
By his shoes. They could tell his shoes under the door, and they knew he was in there shitting.
Yeah, so he wrote this beautiful kind of video about the problem of, you know, when you're trying to hide it and you get found out, you know, kind of ruins things. You have to throw the shoes away because now people know it's you in there.
Yeah, the guy brought a specific pair of shoes just to shit in so people didn't know he was the one in there shitting.
Mm-hmm. So I gotta ask you really quick. I have two favorite scenes in this Spaghetti Man motion picture, and I need to know who exactly came up with both of these scenes really quickly, because both of them made me laugh. One was an immediate payoff, and one was an extended payoff. You had to be looking for it. And the first one that I love was the sideways DVD scene. When he asks if he can borrow the sideways DVD, and then Spaghetti Man going off into the corner by himself and talking about how it's a great way to get into wine. That was one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie. I laughed my ass off.
I think we were, Molly, our DP, was setting up the shot, and that wasn't in the script, so I think it was Ben and my, I think it was like Ben and Winston and I looking through DVDs, and we were coming up with the three beats that Spaghetti Man kind of come out, so we were going to break the washer, and then we needed a second one. And I don't remember. I think it might have been Ben again who came up with Sideways. I had a different one, but it made no sense. It made less sense than Sideways. Sideways was just perfect because it's such a serious movie.
I had to rewind the rest of the scene.
I want to get into wine. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. Like, I was laughing so hard, actually, when I was watching that. I had to rewind because I missed everything that happened after that when he, like, stormed out of the apartment. I laughed so hysterically. It's such a great line.
You had a second question, Travis. You had two.
The other one is, I'm sure it was an obvious choice, the payoff of when all of the goons are discussing how they're going to take down Spaghetti Man, and each one of them was just awful until the main goon is like, this is exactly how to do it. And it was like very precise and everybody is amazed. And you kind of forget about it until the actual encounter. And it was like beat for beat exactly how he explained he was going to take him down.
That was intentional because we needed to know how to write that scene. So Joe, who plays the villain, we just one day we wrote him, you know, the group and said, hey, can you basically write the fight moves because we have to put it in the script.
So essentially when they're all discussing how they're going to take him down, he's just reading the exposition off of the script.
Yes.
Stage he
sent that email. He's like, all right, this is how he's going to take him down. And then we just went with it.
Amazing.
So Mark, when can we see this masterpiece? When is it going to be available to the people?
It is available to the people on September 23rd, Friday, September 23rd, on iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, DirecTV, all that.
That's pretty soon.
That's really wide. That's a lot of platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're doing some theatrical screenings September 24th in Los Angeles and September 29th in San Francisco.
If you're in either of those places, go to one of those theatrical screenings, because I would love to see this movie with like a theater packed full of people. It would be so much fun.
And Napier's going to watch it this week, he told me.
Yes.
Mark,
cool.
I appreciate
you. I want to talk to him.
Mark, I appreciate you doing this, buddy. Good luck with the film.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it again next when Spaghetti Man 2 comes out.
Yes.
Take it easy, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
That Mark Potts is a good guy.
Yeah, good guy. I like that Mark Potts guy. Yep. And I like that movie. I cannot recommend Spaghetti Man highly enough. Like, I wasn't sold on it when you told me, hey, watch this Spaghetti Man movie. And then I was sold immediately. The third act of that movie was so great, which is so good.